So there's a couple more things I want to bring out about Vedana in the second sit and walking period. Was this mic on? It is? Okay. I think Vedana is a bridge between the first foundation and the second foundation. So first foundation being physicality, using physicality as a way to establish mindfulness in the present moment. And third foundation being mind and emotion, and using mind and emotion to establish present moment. And Vedana is both a mental made-up thing and a physical thing. It's a mental tag that the mind makes up on everything. You never know. I mean, some people like peas, some people don't. My son didn't like peas. I don't know why. I thought they were sweet, but he didn't like them. And if I tried to sneak in some peas, he would roll it around in his mouth and spit it out because he did not like peas. I don't know where that comes from. Some people like tomatoes, some people don't. And it's just a mental tag that we put on everything. That's ugly. That's beautiful. That's unimportant. That's ugly. That's ugly. That's beautiful. And that mental tag that we put on everything, just like everything has a word for it, a noun associated with it, everything has a mental tag. And that mental tag is made up. It is not inherent in the thing that we're looking at. So peas are not good or bad. They are peas. They have a taste of peas. The tag that gets added to it is subjective and mental. That's what we want to begin to see. Because as we go through the world, tagging everything, we go through the world treating everything as if it has some inherent positive, negative, good, bad, right, wrong, pleasant, unpleasant. It's not. It's just phenomena arising, passing. And then the second part of Vedana is, as the mind tags something, we then have this physical sensation associated with it. So if the mind tags something as good, we feel pleasant. Mind tags something as bad, we feel unpleasant. And if the mind tags something as, you know, nothing, then we don't feel anything in relationship to it. So we think it's no big deal. It's not important. And because of that visceral feeling in the body, here is the rub that we get twisted in. Mind tags something as bad, we feel it as unpleasant, and then we react to that feeling by pushing it away. So we are like the judge and jury of the whole, we're prosecutor, we're defense attorney, and we're the jury, all of it, in one moment of time, and we push it away. What establishing mindfulness in Vedana does is begin to challenge that notion, that automatic push away. And you can begin to see that just because something is unpleasant, it isn't necessarily bad. In fact, there is the existence of what are called unworldly unpleasant that is the cause of liberation. There is a way that we can begin to experience unpleasantness and steady our attention with it, and it will lead us into awakening. There are pleasant experiences that if we let go of identifying with it and we don't grab a hold to it, we just let it flow through us, it can lead to awakening. And there are neither pleasant nor unpleasant experiences that are very nondescript, neutral, you could say. But if we don't ignore it and we actually stay with it, it can lead us to awakening. So this learning to deal with the ordinary level, what's called worldly Vedana, the ordinary way that we tag things and then react to it, can support us in experiencing this more unworldly Vedana, which is the, it's like established mindfulness, and it's the direct path. And then lastly, Vedana as a phenomena is just like sounds, breathing, sensations. It moves quickly. Buddha described Vedana as like the bubbles that come from raindrops. It's so temporary. These bubbles just kind of bloop, 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 bloop. So it pops and it's there and it's gone. So as we're sitting here, we want to see if we can notice the aliveness of this Vedana. And you may have to think of it as, you could try pleasant, unpleasant, neither, and see how the mind is skipping all over the place. It's actually looking for pleasant, but it's attached to unpleasant, and it's trying to get rid of that and find pleasant, and but it's moving all over the place. Might feel like the word pleasing, unpleasing, it's not pleasing, or like it, I like this, I don't like this. These are different words to help you begin to sense into something that's relatively subtle, but that we need to begin to notice how the mind is tagging this experience. So how you think of your meditation will have a lot to do with Vedana. It has a lot to do with what the mind is deciding your meditation is. Pleasant, unpleasant. Might feel a pain, might not feel a pain. It'll decide this is pleasant, unpleasant. If it thinks it's boring, then it'll decide it's unpleasant. If it thinks it's peaceful and beautiful, it'll say, oh yes, this is pleasant, this is good. And see if you can hold it all in a kind of neutral awareness that it's not really talking about your meditation. You're just sitting here experiencing phenomena changing. It's not pleasant, it's not unpleasant, it's just the felt sense of sitting, felt sense of breathing, sounds. Might be the felt sense of pressure, achy, tension. So I'll just sit here a little with this Vedana. You're just practicing. So see if you can find it, see if you can notice it. You can't get it wrong. You can't get it right either. You can feel how the room is getting quieter. Even at home, you might feel like you get quieter, 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 quieter. And this quietness is what helps us begin to see this, how we are in the world.